I'm going to suggest a thought that hasn't really come out in the outline. But I believe that Samuel, even at this young age, knew something about walking in separation unto the Lord. And dear young people, we are called to do that. It is a path of separation. I'll tell you, you go from Genesis to Revelation, and you find whoever you want whose life has meant something for the Lord. And you'll find that that was the very first prerequisite, that they recognized that God had called them, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Samuel realized that. It wasn't that he was better than others. It wasn't that he was in any way any better as far as a person. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. We've had that this morning. And Samuel realized this. I want to say again that God is preparing this vessel. Some of us were talking before the meeting. If you were a potter and you were going to make something on the wheel, you wouldn't just go out and get a shovel and dig a little clay and go in and start working with it. It has to be prepared. You see, and this is what God is doing. And I like to believe that he's doing that with the lives of many in the room here today. He's preparing you for that unique work and that unique gift that he has given you. You see, he's given you something that he hasn't given anybody else. We are vessels for him to use. Some of us may pour, some of us may serve, we all may do various things, but the important thing, it is done as before the Lord and for his glory. Samuel certainly in a measure knew that.
I wonder if...
Really quick, it says Samuel grew at least three times that I know of. It's twice in chapter 2 and once in chapter 3. And the first is he grew before Jehovah, before the Lord. The second, he grew and he was in favor with Jehovah, or with the Lord, and also with men. And then in chapter 3, Samuel grew and Jehovah was with him. So we see a progression in the life of Samuel. But just in chapter 2, verse 26, this phrase is also, it's the boy Samuel. He grew on and was in favor with Jehovah and with men. This phrase is used of the Lord Jesus as a child. And so it's just, even as a boy, this Samuel, he was a type of Christ. Even as a boy, he is representing the Lord Jesus to us. We can see Christ in him. And it's just a challenge to us that even at a young age, he is a representation of the Lord Jesus.
I was just going to follow the thought of the separation from evil and just wonder if the difference between Eli and Samuel, if that's not exactly the point right there. Because we can look at Eli and we see that he formed a righteous judgment with regards to his own sons and the behavior that they were carrying on with. But he didn't have the spiritual energy to separate himself from that behavior. He saw that it was wrong, but there wasn't a separation from it, which is what we see in Samuel, even though a young boy had that energy, spiritual energy and understanding to separate himself from that and not be associated with that. And that is a lesson for us even further, as you've been saying. But to see the contrast between one who was older and didn't have the energy to make that separation.
Just link that with what Jesse said, because I think that there's a direct connection to the child growing on and this thought of separation. Now, again, this is a very small child, and so we're trying to make an application here. But the sons of Eli were wicked. But Eli, it says, he was old. And where do we see Eli in chapter 1? He was sitting down, which was not part of the furniture of the high priest. He was supposed to be active. Now in this chapter 2, we see that he was old. I think there's a part where he was laying down later on. So Eli, who should have been functioning, who should have been setting a good example, setting the pace, Eli had completely failed in his regard as an older brother who should have been leading. But this thought of separation, you see, the sons of Eli were wicked men, men of Belial. The world comes in, wickedness. And I want to challenge us young people as this. We need to assess worldliness today. The child grew on because it made an assessment. Could look at the sons of Eli. First of all, I think he looked at Eli. And he respected Eli because God had put him in the place of high priest. And we mentioned this yesterday, that the weakness, the failure of older ones is not an excuse to disrespect them or an excuse for me to behave badly. But he looked at Eli and he saw that he was an old man. But he looked at his sons, and sons speak of maturity, speaks of energy, strength. They should have been now ready to carry things on for Eli, who was old. But what were they doing? They were sinning. They had taken the characteristics of the world, fornication. They had taken the portions of worship that should have been for God, and they had said, well, this is for us. And they were keeping the people from worshiping God as they should have. And all of these things came in. And I want to tell you, young people, there's a lot of worldliness amongst the young people today. The things that we are seeing in the world, we want to adopt. We want to adopt the speech of the world. We want to adopt the styles of the world. We want to adopt the practices of the world. And this is what separation means. If you don't understand it, this principle means you draw a line. This is the world. This is sin. These are the things that we know are in opposition to the word of God. They're going to cause me to stunt my growth. But Samuel grew on. You see, he was growing. But he grows further on because of this adherence to the line of principle. We have to ask ourselves, have we peaked? You know, if you're an athlete, at some point you peak. You reach the maximum level that you have as an athlete. And you see some other athletes, they catch up to you and they go beyond. They keep growing on. Their skill gets greater. Most of those guys, or some of them, go on to professional sports. It happens spiritually, too, because of this lack of adherence to the scriptural principle of separation. We come on, we get saved. There's that spiritual energy. We're growing. And then it's like we hit a ceiling. And we can't get above it. And I think it's because we are embracing worldliness. The things that are in the world, the music, the character, the way we talk, walk, speak, think, these things keep us from gaining favor with, first it's with who? The Lord. And then also with men.